Welcome to the Trailhead, where trails start and stories unfold. Welcome to the show, everyone. Now here's JD.
Welcome to the Trailhead, where trails start and stories unfold. I feel like I saw Alyssa try to hop in there. Hopefully she gets on here in just a second. All right, we are live. I managed to get this all set up in one go. I feel accomplished today.
That's excellent.
I know. How you doing?
Making strides.
I'm doing great today. How about you guys?
Doing all right. If you are joining us on Instagram, just FYI, that noise is only going to last for about an hour. And then you'll either have to catch us on the trailheadnetwork.com or follow us on the YouTube and follow the rest of the show there. So I hope they give us the full 3 or 4 hours later, but I'm not going to beg them for it. Instagram is not worth that kind of time for me. Randy, how are you?
Good.
Yeah. Good.
Yeah, just kind of. I'm jeepless.
Yeah, it's okay though. It's pause moment, and yeah, now it's pick new things moment, where you get to get new stuff.
Right.
Define jeepless, because you still have the one.
I do. He's okay. Just more of a commuter.
Well, but
he's and
you know. She's like he doesn't even really count.
You got.
Yeah.
That poor Jeep, man. It's like, if it knew what you were saying about it, poor hologram. The hologram knew you don't consider a real Jeep.
No, I'm gemless right now. So, and it will probably be, and as for the conversations today, it will probably be another 6 to 8 weeks that I'll be gemless. So it's fine. We're good.
It's the what's your update? What's your vehicle update? I saw the video posted.
She has life. Yep, she has life, so that's really cool. No engine issues. They drained her oil, changed her spark plugs, changed her starter out, and we had and everything ran. She's running great. She's doing good. We just have to do the cage and
she's idling really clean.
Yeah, she's idling really clean, like everything. So engine feels good, so we don't have to worry about any of that. That was a huge stress.
Yep.
Nice. So,
yep.
Yeah. That's she's the good. Moment you pick up a tick.
Oh, yep, yeah, exactly. Yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the JT had a tick.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Oh, no did tick. It really?
Yep. Mm-hmm. Well, I had a tick before it got rolled over, to be fair. I mean it yep. was
I've never owned a Jeep that didn't have a tick. So
I mean, yeah. Every time I would take when I got my newer Jeep that I have, the 2015, when I first started hearing the tick, I started taking it to the dealership. I'm like, we don't hear anything. And now I realize it's just because it's just the tick that everybody gets.
It's the normal sound.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm gonna start investing in that Marvel. Was that Marvel fluid? What are the red? I've been pouring more of that crap in my engine and gas tank than I'm gonna start buying stock and that stuff.
Yeah.
Right.
And then hi Alyssa.
Sorry.
Hey.
Internet issues.
Yeah. No worries.
That's all right.
The JT is assembled again. He's all back in one piece.
Nice.
All right.
And they sent me a picture of it on the alignment rack today. They're aligning it, they're tuning it, and they're doing final testing on all the systems, make sure everything's nice and happy. So like I said, the last 3 weeks, it could be sometime in the next 2 weeks that I get it back.
Honestly, that's the way it goes.
This process takes forever. I would rather them do it right than do it fast. I don't want to be screwing around with it more than I need to, so...
Did you change suspensions or no? Just the engine.
Just the engine. They changed the engine and the steering.
Yeah, okay.
So they did they left my RAM that I have there, they replace the pump and the reservoir, I think, with stuff that they use for the 392 instead of the 3.6. So it's part of the deal. So that part's good. It wasn't like I had to. I think I paid extra for it, but it wasn't really. I mean, it's basically part of their package. They do. That's what they do. So
right. But all that would have at that all whatever
it would have been less whatever. Money. Whatever. It would have been less money than what than if they didn't have to do that. If I would already had the big bore kit that they use or whatever. Yeah, it's come along, so I'm excited. It has.
You ever gonna spout out the number
of how much I spent on it?
No.
I would just say, look at the website and add taxes.
We
did get a deal because we're trading in like the existing motor and the transmission. They give you a trading value for that. We're doing promotion for them via our website via our Instagram, just the kind that we do for Modal Built, where we literally just exist and we post that we have a 392 and look how kick ass it is. So we don't have to like change our page like some of the other influencers do. We get to continue just being ourselves. So that part is pretty good.
Well,
we're buying it still, it's just a discount, right? It's not like they're giving you a big chunk of money off.
That much of a discount. We gotta like,
they're also not hiring
here, feel
you,
good about
right.
yourself.
Right. Yeah. Right.
Feel good about it.
So like with Modal Built, we have contract and stuff. We don't have that with these guys. So yeah.
Yeah. Maybe.
All right. Anyway, but the AMW setup is almost here, and then I have until about middle of June to ruin my Nittos and get some Mickeys installed. So,
I think it's gonna be a new tire year for me too. So we'll talk more about that later.
All
right, Ryan. I saw you got the vehicle dirty this weekend. Did you break anything?
Yeah. No, I didn't. I think I said on that post, it was finally a weekend where I could like build trust in the rig.
Nice. That's what I did too. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Me and the Jeep out there trying to make sure we were both on the same page.
I did try some lines and I got a belly hung up a lot. Cause when you get out here, the rocks get dug out. Of course, it's not just one rock, it's like millions of rocks with mud holes in between them all. And so I tried some buggy lines and got her up on top, and she did well. I mean, she
sounds
she
like you're building
well.
Trust.
Yeah. And you talk about tires, I know we're gonna get into that, but the Patagonias are definitely a West Coast tire. That's all I have to say about that.
Well, there's the interesting thing about those is the guys that are wheeling them, like Chuck Converse works for them and wheels them. Those guys are using stickies out here.
Yeah.
And their street tires are not quite the same as I don't know. I can't, like, I can only speak for what I've seen out on the trails with people wheeling them. The guys with the stickies, like Chuck, they stick to everything. The guys with the street tire are not having as good a day.
Yeah. Which the challenge is around here.
That's the same, though.
Yeah, when I start hopping though and start getting under these undercuts and these little crisp ledges that have edges on them, you know, I start chunking that tire pretty quick. So yeah.
No, you're chunking it.
Oh yeah, it's a soft tire and I'm sitting there burning it on 3-4 foot ledges that are undercut and
bring those tires to San Hollow and Moab. You'll love them.
I think they'll be great here. But yeah, you need what Jason has.
Yeah. You went to Windrock, right?
No, I went to Gulch's, which is it's a smaller park, but it's still a badge of honor park out here. So it's a smaller park, but yeah, you can get in trouble out there. There's no doubt about it. Easily.
That's fun.
So it's a good time.
Awesome. Alyssa, how are you doing?
Good.
You got it sorted.
Huh? Sorry.
You got it all sorted then?
My computer, yeah.
With your computer.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Chrome was fighting me.
That's all good.
Yeah.
We do this every week. You're not, this is not a new game that we all play here with this machine.
Thank you.
All right. And still have a vehicle? Oh. No updates of a negative nature?
No, nothing. I haven't really taken it out. We've gone to coffee shops and the vet, and that's where we're adventuring. So.
That's right. That's all your time right now is on an 11 week old. So
maybe might go out
11 or 12 weeks
weekend, or at least like the end of the week. I might try to go do Sedona on like Thursday or Friday, and see how he does.
Okay. Let's get some dirt roads. Yeah,
I miss it, and I want him to experience it while he's young. So
I took Hades out when he was real young. And we didn't do hard stuff. We just kind of did dirt roads.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And he'll get used to doing it and he'll love it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He'll be like my now. Cause we went out this weekend and Hades had an absolute, he had all the fun. But as of today, he couldn't back up on his own. Like I think he either pulled a muscle or he just went so hard that his legs were just tired and he didn't want to do it. So he's been sleeping all day, which is fantastic because otherwise he's usually a terrorist. But yeah, it was good. And then, yeah, I didn't break anything either this weekend. So yay.
Nice job.
No new casualties. I'm taking it.
None of the four of us broke anything worse. So that's good.
Yes.
Yep.
Worse. Did you go out with a group this week or was it just you by yourself?
No, I actually went out with Craig, who was on the show one time. Okay. He's here, Fergie JKU. And then another guy named TJ, Mr. Beard on Instagram.
So he was in a silver JK, right?
Mr. Beard was, yes.
Yeah.
And then Craig's got the red Jeep with 9,000 decals. Yeah.
Yes. That guy got a beard, the Craig?
Craig does not have a beard. No.
Oh, no. How about Mr. Beard?
Mr. Beard does have a beard.
He better.
it is an apropos name, yes, but it'd be a very disappointing Instagram name, honestly.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, we had a good time. We went out and did the Longwater Gulch, which is one of the gulch trails that we talked about with Marcus Trusty. And it's honestly, I like that one, especially on a busy weekend because people overlook it and don't go near it. And I think we only ran into a couple of ATVs on it all day. And, the dog liked it. He enjoyed all the mud and the trees to eat. And I didn't break anything. I'm really happy.
I've never seen your dog with his head actually inside the vehicle.
He's not, no. And I went out with the guys on Saturday, and because Jen doesn't really like the gulch trails. And when we got, she still wanted to go out. So we did some milder stuff that's near the house here. But he was so tired that it was a good 45 minutes into the run before he actually stood up to look out the window. So that's how I knew he was tired. I'm like, that's how I know you're tired. Cause you don't want to even, you have to be really know that we're on the trail to make sure that you're spending your energy. So, and now he's passed out behind me.
I was going to say the snow cover didn't look that bad.
So the gulch trails are nice because there's not a whole lot of tree cover, so it tends to burn off pretty quick. The trails here by the house that I didn't really post a ton of video of, they're about 9,000 feet, and there's still a decent amount of snow in the shade. We got a little squirrely and backed up a couple of times, so I got a few more weeks. I just planned something that I'll tease later on, some more pets-related stuff. We're going to do an off-road photo shoot with the pets, and that's going to be at about June because that's when we'll be able to get up to some of those places. So we're still a ways off.
That'd be cute.
Yeah, those spring snowbanks, man, will sink you in a hurry.
That's how I killed my first my TJ here. Yeah. I didn't understand or respect the snow here. Mm-hmm. And we went out in with the TJ with the stock tires and no lifts. And slush. I'm like, oh, we could just plow through that snowbank, no problem, and just sunk right to the top of the frame with it.
Oh yeah,
that was a good trip, man.
It looks 3 feet and then you find out it's 10.
Yeah.
about midway through.
Exactly. that's the same story that ended up getting my TJ totaled and getting the lift kit and all the stuff added to it. The irony is now is that we now live 4 minutes from the trailhead of that trail.
Oh, wow.
And we can see it from the house, and we see people coming down it all night with the lights. It's amazing. It's pretty funny.
Yeah. They were supposed to be maybe a little traumatizing.
Yeah. That was a long day. Like that was a long day waiting for tow trucks trying to get up that mountain. So cool. All right. Well, good. I feel like we had a net positive week as a group. that was a good update. I don't feel like we had anything bad going on. We're all good.
No, awesome. I think none of our pets are bleeding out of their eyes or anything. No. So it's a really good week.
No more issues. Just some recovery and pulled muscles, and we're good.
Yep.
Can I show you how big you've gotten? I want to
I will never say no to that.
Like a dog,
no.
Or still it's like a bear.
Weekly he's, growth he's, thing. Yeah.
You know what?
He's looking more like a wolf.
For the next... There you go. I say for the next year or so, I think we just assume that after we get done with updates, we'll do this. This is good. I like
this. Yeah, we have
the bear update. Mm-hmm. The
bear I thought update. That too. I was like, because this is recording, I can kind of see him grow. Like
oh yeah, I can make a clip for you. Yep, we'll make a clip for you. There you go.
Ezra, come here.
Sentimental peoples.
It's so the Ezra update. Big.
The Ezra update. Yep.
This oh my it. Gosh, Jesus he Christ! It's double.
Here, I'm gonna stay on.
What are you feeding?
What are you feeding him?
Like yeah, you know, seriously.
Bear food and stuff. But yeah.
Yeah.
Salmon, how much does he weigh right now?
I don't know. I don't have a scale.
Oh, okay.
But here, say hi, bud. Oh, say hi. So much stuff.
Oh my god!
Oh my god! Hey, boo boo.
You're gonna be big.
He's like 2 weeks ago, his face was that.
Yeah.
Dang.
He's a biter.
A little. I think he just doesn't like it, but he's getting better at not biting.
He's gonna be pretty big.
Yeah. Who I know, babies. Hold on. Okay.
When you first think that you can get your way by biting, then that's all you do for a while. I know. I've been there. I repeated that stage of life a few times.
Doom's like, not one of you has the camera pointed at yourself. It's because we're on another thing and we're streaming to Instagram.
Yeah, sorry,
and
guys.
So the cameras are all screwy.
I can take
like, we can go over
right.
here and then I'm on the yeah, side.
What do you want,
yeah.
Like, tell me where I'm centered, so.
Oh, look. I can see you, JD, now.
You can see me. You can see the half of my face. It's like
here, just going from here over. Oh. There you go. You can just be right there. Look, and you can see.
Is it the left side? Yeah, who's we got a right or left?
There you go. You're right in the middle.
No, I went the wrong way.
Oh, I know. I was telling you're now. Go back the other way. Anyway, just letting you know that's why.
I don't know what side to go to. We're... And he's over it.
Yeah.
Just do all of it.
Well, I'm not worried about it. I'm sure all you want to see is the dog. You sure as heck don't want to see my face, so.
Okay. How are you, dude?
All right. All right. Sorry if I missed anything there. I killed my internet connection.
You're good.
No stress.
All right, cool. We're all I feel like I got back just in time. Yeah, I know. There we go.
Oh, cool.
You just missed the show and tell.
No, that's all good. I get to watch it back later when I edit anyway, so we're good.
All we all did right, was cool. this for about 3 minutes.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, that old chestnut. Yeah. So we see you on Instagram. We want to be with you. They just don't make it very easy for us. So if you really want to see like the full frame and you want to see like what
YouTube.
We actually look like, go to YouTube. That's the easiest. Honestly, the easiest is to go to the trailheadnetwork.com. There's a right on the front page. There's a banner that says watch live. It's easy. Just go do it. And if you go there and you do it on your computer, you can actually call in live to the show if you want.
Cool.
So, all right. Let's see here. We no new reviews this week. At least none that I saw when I checked last as of yesterday morning. Mm. If we didn't get any new ones, or if we got a new one between then
and
now,
we'll have trying to make people
week.
Mad so they leave reviews of some kind.
No.
Like
I'm pretty good.
I want to be.
I used to be like a great internet troll back in the day.
Like, I feel like we could be more controversial, but I just don't know how. Like, it's just, no, it's okay. I don't really want to
be like,
stick in the mud.
You suck if you run stock axles with 40s.
I mean, you could. We could just get on the show and yell, Jeeps suck and Toyotas suck at each other.
No, never mind.
It's like I'm part of that. It's crew, the anti-Ford so... show.
Yeah, well, there you go. We could just start each show with a different vehicle that we don't like, and just be like, "This is it's the anti-Ford show," and then it's the anti-Toyota. Yeah, we do that all the way around the table. And then we could do one that's a self-loathing show about Jeeps.
What do you hate about Jeeps?
It's oh, a Jeep. Don't get me started on that. Yeah, it's all the same things that I love about my Jeep, I hate. All right. So, reminder then, the swag pack at 50. Leave us a review on Apple Podcasts and then hit me up and I will get you added to the pool. If you leave a trail, excuse me, if you leave an app review for trailsoffroad.com and send me that screenshot, I will add you in for a second entry for that. So yeah, there's a that was the other thing I did on Saturday and Sunday was grabbed a few more trails that were not yet in the database that I don't think people know about here. And like, go out, guys. When you go out places, like go to different places. Unless it's like Sand Hollow, where it's like a park and it's like meant to be a thing. Like spread out, get out, go out. Find new stuff. So we had the Blue Ribbon Coalition on, and Ben Burr, and that episode aired today. I do have an episode with Trails Off Road. I've just been having issues with the files and the editing, so it'll probably go up next week. I'm just gonna give up on Riverside on that one. I love you, Riverside, but this one you failed me on. We talked about the San Rafael Swell and we talked about the Bear's Ears. The Bear's Ears comment period is still open. So make sure you go to the BRC website or go to our website and find the post and get some more information on it and go post your comment. Make sure you get on the comment period before it's done. I think the comment period is June 11th. There it is. Oh, look, I made a note for myself. Oh, nice. Cool. I don't have any news this week.
Shady, go ahead, Ryan. Piggyback off that. One thing that I don't think got stressed enough is that anybody that's listening, you guys all have a national congressman, senator. Call them. Leave a voicemail. They have people in your area in their offices. Call them. If you don't want to write an email, call them, leave a message, do whatever.
That's a really good point.
Yeah. You can,
like, I've been a political person for a long time. And if you think of a comment, like an email comment is a big, you know, a substantive comment is a big deal. Calling and, you know, calling your senator or calling your congressman about that kind of stuff is important.
Because they're held more accountable to you as an individual because you are actually in there. You are a voter for them. So they'll listen to you much more if you call them, pester them a little bit and say, hey, look, this is what we believe in. This is what your constituents want and desire, and pressure them that way and get everybody in your group, you know, to do the same thing. So,
yep. Like the Bear's Ears one is one where you're definitely going to want to talk to all those different agencies and all those different people, those congressmen and senators. Some of the local BLM ones, you know, they're not going to want to not know about those specific issues so much as larger BLM policies. But yeah, like the Bear's Ears stuff is 100% in that wheelhouse. I already got a letter back from Hickenlooper here in my district. So yeah, make a phone call if you can. I know it's rough. I know it's hard for us to get voicemails from people. So it's rough for you people to get on the phone these days and talk to somebody, but do it. It's a big deal.
I always remind you that politicians work for you, not the other way around.
Honestly, true story though. Same with doctors. Just FYI. Cool. So yeah. So if you do want to, both leave a comment with your congressman or senator and want to leave us a message, you can do so at 719-408-0132, or you can go to thetrailheadnetwork.com. There's a slew of ways to get in touch with us, from Instagram accounts to mailing list and emails. There's even a mailing address at the bottom of the page. I feel weird about opening that up, though. I feel like that's gonna probably end badly.
Make it clear you can't reach your senator through our phone number, right?
No, you cannot. No, you cannot reach
through that phone number, but you cannot reach your senator. Right.
You can reach our Pope through that, but you cannot reach your senator or any other elected official for that matter. I'm not forwarding calls. I don't do it for anybody else either. So if you leave a message, though, and you're really trying to find out who to call, I might be willing to give you know, to help you out. But I'm still going to play your call on air, just so you know. All right. Well, speaking of now at this point, I don't know whether or not we should like give Nathan an honorary title, something along the super fan line, or if he's just a producer because he's just giving me content ideas for us to show.
Producer, I think is fair.
He's our work like, from home producer.
Yeah, I mean seriously, yeah. he's remote work 100%. He literally phones it in once a week. But I'm here for it. So
if you give him a title, you're going to give him more work. So.
There's no money in it, so it's all more work whenever you sign up for this. So just don't you know that you signed up for it. You asked to be part of this.
my wife told me tonight, and she's like, "Oh yeah, you have your volunteer thing."
Your volunteer thing.
Your charity event.
This is our your charity our community service.
Oh, is that that thing that you do that you don't get paid for that she gives a few hours away? Okay.
Right. Yeah.
All right. All right. I know I got the same thing today. I've been doing this every Monday for like almost a month and a half now. And then 15 minutes before I came downstairs, I handed Jen the remote and she goes, she looks at me and then there's this puzzled face for a minute. Oh, you got the show tonight. I was like, yeah, forgot again, did we? Yeah.
That's okay. Randy forgot too.
I did too. We went over to CGM and kind of get our options together with everything. And we get home and he goes, oh, the podcast is in 10 minutes. I was like, good.
I'm glad you guys got home. Yeah, I would have felt very lonely. Well, Ryan was here, so and then Alyssa got here, so we made it work.
It's at 5:30, but right. It was happening soon. I just lost track of time. I'm like a few hours behind, so that was close.
I didn't start pestering y'all early enough yesterday either because I was out. So I'll have to figure out how to automate that so that I'll forget like I did yesterday and today. Yeah, we'll get it. We'll get it. Anyway, what I still like Mondays.
Me too.
What does our work from home producer have to say today?
All right, here we go. This takes so long.
Good morning. Nathan calling again. Apologies on the late voicemail this week. Spent last week out on a cruise ship, so still trying to get kind of caught up on everything.
Can you pause it for a second?
As we begin driving to work today.
I just want to say something. He's but apologizing for being late. Yeah. He does the work man, for us.
The man is setting his own deadlines. Yeah.
I mean, seriously. All right.
I apologize for being late today.
Awesome. I'm not going to dock you this time, Nathan. That's okay.
Yeah.
Just don't let it happen again. Let's make a habit of it, okay?
He's already embraced the entire role. So
he sure has.
Run with it.
That's amazing. All right, here we go. Let's do this.
Nathan calling again. Apologies on the late voicemail this week. Spent last week out on a cruise ship, so still trying to get kind of caught up on everything as we begin our driving to work today. Not really excited about that part, to be perfectly honest. Was doing some thinking, though, about long-term goals with my rig and everything. And, of course, I have the saying that, well, sure, a lot of people do, the list of, you know, love to get out to Moab and places like that, the never-ending parts list that, you know, there's a billion things I would buy with time and money to do all that. But the one thing that I really, really want to do or, you know, make happen with my Jeep is I'd love for my son to be able to drive it someday. So I got to keep it around and operational long enough for that. So he's 3 and a half, was born October 2020. Jeep's a 2020 Gladiator, so I'd love for him to be able to get to drive it. So got to keep her around for a while. I'm sure it won't be a daily driver by then, but as long as I can keep it operational and he gets a chance to get behind the wheel of it, that would be very important to me. He's racked up plenty of time in the back seat on trails, but I'd love for him to have the opportunity to drive the thing. His oldest sister has already. She turned 16 last year. Then my other daughter will be turning 16 here in about a year and a half, so they'll get a chance to drive it, but I would really love to have it long enough for the little guy to have his turn. So just curious what y'all's long-term goals are for any of your vehicles, or maybe the next one you're planning already to pick up. So love the podcast. Interested to hear what your guys' thoughts are. Thanks.
Thanks, man.
Yeah. First of all, we learn so much about Nathan every week. He sounds 12. The fact that he has a 16-year-old is mind-blowing to me. So,
well, he's in the chat room right now, so he's currently watching in the audience. So if he can tell us how old he is. So
well, you sound 22. So at best.
I mean, I went to high school with some kids.
I mean, we should probably consider that our audience is probably the same age as we are, right?
Yeah, I would assume. Yeah. I assume that, that's mostly our demo. Yeah.
So what do you say? 38. So I give 38. That.
Let's go 38. Well, yeah, that's about right. That's
when you're 80, you'll be about 16-year-old. 40, so yeah. So you'll be perfect. It'll be great.
Well, Ryan, so first question for you then, Ryan. So as I feel like you're the only one currently with a generational inkling of any kind.
Yeah.
Because I know Pope, Randy, and myself, I don't have a kid to give this Jeep to. So I'm probably going to get buried with it.
Yeah.
We're not going to be able to afford a casket for us. That's why.
Buried, thumb on Louise. I mean, tomato, tomato. Yeah, exactly.
I don't know what I'm going to do tomorrow, let alone like in 5 years from now. That's kind of where my problems are.
Yeah, I like the idea of giving a built Jeep to a kid, because I know what I did when I was 16, and if I would have had a vehicle that I didn't trust to leave town, it probably would have been a lot. You give me a reliable vehicle, I could be in so much trouble in a hurry. If I have,
so you're not giving your kid Alyssa's Tacoma then?
No.
Yeah, you're right. No. If I have to leave the house wondering if it's going to start or who I have to call or where I have to be when I call that person, yeah, I'm going to think twice about what I get myself into. I had my TJ, and honestly, I sold that last summer, and that is one of the things. Of course, it would have just sat around for Laurel's 10. It would have sat around for 6 years and barely been used. What did he say about a 97 TJ? Because that's what I had.
He bought one in July.
Yep.
Yeah. I mean, I would have had that, but you know, having three kids and your spouse go riding with you, I had to get a JK minivan.
That's why the Gladiator and the four-door Jeep Wranglers are really nice.
We debated about keeping the TJ and just building a little bit, but it was fine the way it was, but it would have just sat around for six more years and just rotted. It just wasn't one of those things.
I can attest to any of those places where you got that much moisture,
It's just going to rot. And when this JK, who knows if it makes it that long, I guess my heart in this JK is—it's probably a turn and burn thing. I got it, put already probably $7,000 into it. Hydro, winches, axles—you know, all that stuff. And I may turn it. I may just, you know, fix all the rust spots, fix all the leaks, and
you just don't have any loyalty to it.
Not really.
Man, you didn't name it, did you?
No, I just put my logo on it, so I can put my logo on anything.
But you didn't name it. That's the thing, though, is if you'd named it, you'd be having a much harder discussion with yourself about that.
Yep.
Well, the TJ was really actually in the moment. I was good with getting rid of it because my wife will tell you, once I have an idea in my head, I'm done. It's gonna happen. We're gonna make it happen, and I'm content with it 100%. But after selling it, the TJ, it was one of those things that I had that thing for since 97. It was brand new. I drove it off the lot. And it was one of those things I kind of wish I had back, but you know, life changes and you move on. And I'm more than willing to let my oldest, when she turned 16, drive whatever rig I have. Because, again, you're going to be in less trouble in that thing. Like, if you go get stuck somewhere, I will be okay with them pulling you out.
Yeah.
Because you're not taking corners at 100. I guarantee you that.
You're barely taking them at 20. Yeah.
heck, by the way, my traction control light started coming back on. So you're not jumping the start light every time because the thing goes into limp mode in the first, 100 feet. I would love to give them, and my oldest is into it. My middle child's, she can care less. She's going to be my girly girl. My oldest, I'd love whatever Jeep I have, I'm more than willing to let her
ride. To pass it on and get rid of it. All right. Who said 38, by the way?
Nathan said he was 38.
Nathan said he was 38. We didn't.
Oh, he did straight up say he was 38. We just weren't listening. Yeah.
Okay. He has it in the chat.
Oh, I saw the.
Yeah. Oh, he said it in the chat. Yeah.
That's why. We cheated. That's how we know.
Son of a bitch. You're just gaslighting me. Yeah. All right.
So, all right. Randy and I are different in that our Jeeps are kind of life commitments, we feel like, at this point.
We're
in too deep to walk away from them.
Yeah. For one. It's very much an abusive relationship. Let's just call a spade here, shall we?
Yeah.
We named them their children. On the other
hologram.
He's the redheaded stepchild.
He's the second hologram.
He is the second hologram. Like, he could go out the door tomorrow if I find a better option. So, yeah.
Yeah, but it's nice. One of those Jim and Misfitter forever. And for, I think in general, like, if you want to make any vehicle last a long time, it's all about maintenance and taking proper care of it. And then when you're talking gladiators, just keep it from sitting vertical and it'll last for a long time.
Yeah.
And if you keep all vertical four wheels upside on the ground down too, if you keep it from being upside down or vertical, I think it's going to last a lot longer and you'll be able to pass it down. Like the way I abuse the shit out of Misfit, and I don't think a lot of people would do it that way. I've never seen somebody wheeling a gladiator like mine on the East Coast and beating the shit out of it on rock bouncing and that kind of stuff out there. I haven't ever seen anyone do that. They're typically camping trucks, right? And unless you build one like mine and then you rock crawl with it or you turn it into a pre-runner, but they're usually a camping truck. And so build it for that and it'll be nice.
So the caveat to that, my buddy that I go with has a gladiator. He actually took it to Ruba Trucks and did the 392.
Nice.
So he's done everything pretty much you do. And watching him follow me this week, I had to 3-point turn a lot of stuff. He had a 4-point.
He had
turn
a 12-point.
That's the difference there.
Like,
and I don't know if the bob bed helps that, but you're turning a lot. And you learn some tricks, like you turn off 4-wheel drive to make it around the corners on the stuff, or you know, there's certain things you can do.
But the funny thing is there were some ledges.
It's hard.
Yeah, there were some ledges that he did great on because his front end was already up before his rear end started climbing. Yep.
That's the benefit right there.
But there was stuff I got hung up on that I'm like trying to climb both ledges at the same time. And he's like, no problem.
Yeah.
But of course, I think he just likes hearing his motor too. So
absolutely. I can tell that. I can tell you one thing, that I'm going to have a lot of unnecessary engine sound as I'm wheeling.
Oh, you will.
Like, you didn't need that much gas to get up that. I know.
Yep, it doesn't matter. Love the sound.
I used to ride a motorcycle, and there is a certain pleasure to just revving the motorcycle and getting it.
My long-term plan with Misfit is there's kind of two more things that I think it needs. Maybe three more things it needs. He needs real rock sliders for the kind of terrain that we're doing. The rock slide engineering ones are good for like 90% of the world. We're just a little bit rough on them, right? And then there's nothing wrong with them. Like, I love them. And if I could get them, if I could get them to where I knew I wasn't going to have them hanging out loose while I'm driving and stuff after I've been on the trail beating the crap out of them. That's the thing, is like, I can fix them and make them nice every time, but after I'm off the trail, they kind of like, I don't know, I have this thing where there's like if my car's making a sound that some, or my car's doing something somebody else can see that bothers me, like my steps hanging out, that bothers me. And I don't really like that. So that's one of the reasons I would change that.
I have a hard time relaxing.
Yeah. And then the roll cage is needed, just by the very nature of the fact that Randy and I can't drive. I want to do a 3-link and 4-link suspension, similar to what Randy just did on her Jeep. If Motobuilt comes out with one this year, I'll probably look into that. Otherwise, I'm probably looking at one of the other people that's nearby, just came out with one. And, that's kind of where I'm at. There isn't a cage on the market for the JT yet. So if you come out with one, reach out to me.
But I mean, seriously, I can't believe nobody has a cage at all. I mean, I guess it's not really you're the first person I've really seen crawl with it other than a couple of
there's one Jeep that I know of that has a cage. It's Project Overkill. It's a custom cage, and he kind of turned his Jeep into like a long JK with it, or long yeah. JL with it. And that's the only one that I know of. And the other ones, like, so anybody that builds a Gladiator cage right now is building a custom for you, which I'm all for it. You know, let's play.
It's a lot of work though. And it's another mm-hmm. 6 to 8 weeks.
Another chunk. Yeah.
Another six to eight weeks. And another part of my retirement gone. And so, at least I can spread them out over time. You know, the thing is, I don't want to be in a spot where I need to replace the roll cage again. So hopefully we're not. But
fair enough.
Yeah. I'd rather be, if it does happen, I don't want it to be out 8 weeks. I just want to flip the damn thing back over and keep going. That's what I want. So
good question on that. How the roll cage would be built, I guess. I never thought mm-hmm. about it till now, but if you did a roll cage on the Gladiator, would it just be for like the cab area, or would you do the cab and then something on the, yeah, on the truck bed too? So
you'd connect all the way through into the back. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. We're trying to debate whether or not we want to still support the hard top and being able really to put the hard top on there and then have something separate. Because right now you could do like a roll bar thing in the for the truck bed itself, mm-hmm. like I used to have on Misfit before I had the bob bed. And then you have a cage on the inside. But I feel like there should be something to like hold the pieces together yeah. somehow. And that's kind of weird.
You're just talking about like a headache rack kind of roll bar.
Yeah, so kind of like a headache yeah. rack in the truck bed, and then inside yeah. the cab you have a full cage on the inside of the cab.
Right.
Okay. That's kind of what I was thinking would be the best kind of, you know, middle of the ground solution, that you kind of get both and you could still have the other thing on the back. Because
mm-hmm.
I'll be honest, I love the sporty look that I had with the Chase rack before, with the two tubes. It looked like Marty McFly's setup on that Toyota SR5 that he was driving in Back to the Future. I love that look, and I kind of wanted that on there.
You brought it up, so I'm going to ask this question. How many people that was your first truck loved right there?
Oh, you know, it was either that guaranteed. Or Bigfoot.
Yeah, guaranteed. Yep.
Oh, when he opens that, yeah.
Absolutely.
Who doesn't love that truck? Like, I mean, I want one.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I've owned two Tacomas because of that truck, to be honest. So.
Well, and Misfit really is designed to look like that 80s Tonka truck kind of vibe mixed mm. with like that Marty McFly feeling.
That's originally cool. Now it looks like a Hummer from the back. Like a
Yeah,
Humvee.
That's true. But you're going to eventually have the things, yeah. but yeah.
Yeah, but see, none of this stuff exists yet, so I at least know I don't have to buy it tomorrow because I can't.
But the problem is that someone's gonna come out with something really cool, and then you're gonna be like, oh, damn it, I just spent all this other money though.
Yeah, like I'll finally get my custom cage, and all of a sudden someone's gonna come out with the perfect setup, and they'll come up with a custom hard top that you can like open the flap and.
Yeah, I would love to cut the pillars off mine and put the interior roll cage. I think that would be the ultimate goal for that JK. I mean, mm-hmm. and of course the front axle is still a 44, but it's the steel one. So I have steel knuckles, not the aluminum ones
yeah.
or whatever they are.
Nate said that he has those, he's used the rear bumper of his Gladiator pivot on a tree many times. I've done that.
Yep. On purpose or?
Well, if you have a Rubicon, they have like a rock slider type of a thing on the back corner panel. I actually had the rock slide engineering version of it that stuck out 4 inches, and it saved that corner panel more than once. I have on my stories today, there's literally a picture of my Jeep resting on that rock slide engineering corner panel protection on the back of the truck bed just from that. And then he said he has the angled down sliders from Rockhard 4x4. He loves them. I haven't seen them, but Rockhard 4x4 makes some pretty good stuff in general. So
They used to get some crap, but I've never had a problem with any of their gear.
Like Randy's running the and a lot of people do, they run the harness bar back there from them.
Mm, okay.
And then they actually make a JT cage reinforcement that you can do, which is kind of makes the existing cage a little bit stronger. I don't think it would change it from being a one-shot deal where you get hurt, but I think it would increase the safety of yourself inside the vehicle. But so
gotcha.
Well, I'm pretty sure that's what saved my Jeep is that bar coming through, holding.
It held everything together. Straight
because everything stayed really straight and really square. And when I looked at it with the hard top on today, because we went over there and looked at her, like I'm pretty sure that bar is the reason why my Jeep is still like square at all.
Yeah.
Holding it up from there. Any armor that you can have, anything to make it stronger.
Oh yeah. Especially with what you guys do, right? You're out there testing the limits of it every time.
Totally.
Every single time. And now you got trailer danger.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I know the trailer just stuffed the Annie Ren. He's like, oh, we got a trailer. I can just send it. Let's go.
Yeah,
it's too early for her to start smacking you, dude. Like we don't.
Yeah, we're only like. I'm just listening. 30 minutes in.
I'm just letting him jabber.
So I will. He'll pay for it later.
I will tell you, the only Jeep that made it onto the trailer to come home was unfortunately the Gladiator. So it was. We left the park, and I was behind him. We drove probably 15 miles, and all of a sudden, man, he couldn't go 100 yards without speed wobbling. It didn't matter what speed he was at. It didn't – no bumps, smooth road. He just started getting the shakes, and, you know, it doesn't matter if he was on the throttle, on the brake, 60 miles an hour or 20. It was – and we couldn't find a ball joint or a track bar that was, like, significantly loose, so I don't know.
Having recently dealt with a wheel bearing,
yeah,
it could be
any part of that setup, like the alignment.
Yeah, anything
could be
up in there.
It.
Yep.
That's the problem with the solid front axle like that is you have the springs, you've got your shocks, you've got
could be anything.
Any one of the control arm bolts being loose can cause that to happen.
Yep.
Yeah. So the joy about being in a park that's about an hour and a half away from home, you know, called the wife, brought the trailer, loaded it up, took it home. So
great. Nice. So yeah. Alyssa, I feel like these are issues you don't have. obviously like you and I are doing different things. So we're going to have different stuff that we're doing to our vehicle. What's on your agenda for this year, for yours?
Oh man.
Other than a crane for your bear.
Yeah, right. He kind of messed that up. I was going to do, I don't know. I was definitely going to add some lights. I haven't had I have like two light pods. Those are the only non-stock lights that I have on my truck, and I've had my truck for 5 years now. So
I feel like you're out there. You should have some more.
Something, yeah. But the cost of lights versus like other things that I want that I know I'm going to use more, kind of outweighed it. So this year was going to be lights.
Fair enough.
And then any like little repairs that I needed. I don't know. I don't know now with him. Finances kind of like changed. But I would like to get at least a light bar because I mean, I enjoy night runs, especially out here in the desert. You can't wheel in the summer unless it's nighttime. So at least one light bar for that. And then, of course, when you're out and about and all of a sudden it's dark. You like, you never need something until you really need it. That's that. So yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's just kind of what was on my list. I can't think of anything else. I know I've had like little wish list things, that's okay. But lights was going to be the big thing.
Oh no, this is the place for wish list things too. Like if somehow I managed to win the lottery this year, there's so many things that would magically just happen. Like none of you would know, but there would be signs. There would be signs. Yeah.
Rear bumper would be second on the list, but I've already damaged the one I have now. So I might as well keep denting it until I get a new one.
I've been there. That's what I'm doing with my fenders right now. What'd you say, Ryan?
Oh, I was going to say, if I won the lottery, you would know because there'd be a new rig sitting outside and a new truck and a new trailer. And, there would not be hiding it.
We'd actually have a producer. Exactly. Yeah. And be like, oh, this is, don't mind him. He's just here to take notes. Yeah, exactly.
About the lights though, sorry, but I mean, I'll cover this. Hold on. I'll cover that up.
You're fine.
There is a corporate store where you could buy tools really inexpensive. That is coming out with a set of lights that mirror some other set of lights that are on the market.
I will forever say, just get what you can afford. You can always get better ones later, especially with lights these days.
I'm excited about these because they're high lows. They're 6-inch, they're 4-inch. And the reviews I've read on them are pretty fantastic. And they're starting at $100 and not.
Like, yeah.
And, yeah.
Yeah, not, exactly. Like, I ran the cheap knockoffs for me.
Yeah.
And so, don't get me wrong, those lights on a regular basis, those lights have a big price tag like that for a reason, right? Like the Tyree ones I have now are all metal and they're solid and they're worth the money. But when I was first getting lights on there, they were not like $100 pack of three, you know, pack of two or whatever from Amazon was going to do me just fine until it didn't.
Yeah. And of course they fogged up and cracked a lot quicker. The $600 ones that you spent money on, but
I dumped a light bar in a Michigan mud puddle and it never recovered. Mm-hmm. And so it'll happen. But if you got to do the cheap ones, just do the cheap ones. Make sure you get some light, get yourself lit up there.
That's true. And I forgot about
you want at least have waterproof lights.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. I mean, did you run into a lot of water with your rig?
Me?
In Arizona? Well,
I mean, there's like specific spots that have water. Like Fox Canyon is a like water trail. But otherwise, no, not really.
Like, are you just talking about moisture getting in the lens or? Okay. Because I know that's a problem for me here. I don't know if it's going to be a problem in a drier place.
Mm, that makes sense.
All right.
I don't know. Cool. I did forget that my Chase light is a light bar that I got from Amazon. And that's, I think I've had that thing for 4 years. And everyone says, oh, that works really well. Where'd you get it? I'm like, oh, Amazon. So, yeah, you're right.
I had the Amazon Chase bar on my Jeep before. It was so good.
I had a good one on my bumper.
It was
funny
because people are like, why the fuck do you have that light on there? And then my lights are all blinking while I'm going up Hell's Gate. And it's like, it's just to annoy you and make a show out of it. That's all.
Yeah. I want attention. Exactly. I know what it is. That's what I do. That's why I have a yellow Jeep, damn it.
Well, it's interesting because the first rock lights that we had on Gem and Misfit, they were a brand. And I can't remember what brand they were, but they were like a brand. And then we ordered rock lights for Hologram because we're like, well, we'll just do Hologram and the Amazon stuff. It doesn't really matter. And we ordered the Amazon lights. Yes. And literally, they were the exact same lights. And the one brand was like $100 for the set. And on Amazon, we got like the cheap, like $40 set, whatever. They showed up, and even the plastic is the exact same, like the shape that the plastic was in and stuff. So you never know. Like,
and it was funny because the company that we got those lights from, they reached out to us when we had around 1,000 followers, and they're like, "Hey, yeah, we want to work with you." And that's when I first learned that you're not really working with these companies; they're just having you buy a product. They're reaching out directly to you to have you buy a product at a discount, and then they overprice it. These lights were identical to the things that they sent me, and I'm like, this guy just went on freaking the Chinese website. What is the fake Amazon called? Alibaba.
Timu.
Or Timu. Yeah, Alibaba or Timu, and grabbed these lights and then resold them. He didn't even have their own packaging when he sent them to me.
They just had a sticker over the top of the other sticker.
Oh, that's lazy.
Come on. Anyway, but it was crazy because it was like they sent us these free lights and we were like, what is this? We didn't even know anything.
But I will tell you that the company wasn't Oracle, but I did buy Oracle lights at one point, and they had the same exact lights as the cheap ones from China and this other company too.
Wow.
It wasn't Oracle that did this, but it was.
Yeah.
But they all have the same ones.
They all come from the same place.
Yeah.
Somebody just puts a different
sticker. I bet Quakes are the same. Like, so definitely. It was Quake. Yeah, Quake LEDs are the same as well. So definitely do cheap LEDs from Amazon. Don't spend the extra.
Yeah, and if you're gonna spend the extra money, make sure you do your research on where you're getting getting your lights from.
Yeah, I mean, if nothing else, do the Cyclones from KC Highlights, man. Those are amazing.
It's actually better. Like that's when
they're proving, right? Yeah,
they're proven. That's what we both have is now the Cyclones from KC, but it was just interesting when you're going down the Amazon path, like they're the same as 90% of the companies out there.
A lot of companies out there are doing the same thing where they're all buying the same parts from someone in China, and then some of them are putting their own label on it, some of them aren't even bothering, they're just shipping it out raw as it is. And like Quake LED and Oracle had the exact same lights and the exact same equipment
as the Amazon ones.
And so that was like, then I actually got a hold of Holograms blinkers that he has, the fender blinkers on there, right? Those LED ones that blink, and they're smoked out, and then they go out there. Quake LED sells those for like $250 or something. They were like $49 from Alibaba.
Yeah.
Get them on Amazon first. Look on Amazon first. I look on Amazon for every part, even if it's brand name. I look on Amazon first because I usually get it cheaper than if I go direct or to one of the other vendors.
Yeah, and read through the reviews. I read through the reviews. Don't just like skim them. You actually have to read them these days because there's a lot of AI garbage out there.
Yeah.
But if you read through them, the good finds will stick out. The reviews will show it. Mm-hmm. So
yeah, that's true.
Yeah. Go cheap.
Yeah.
Then don't go home.
Yeah.
Go cheap and don't go home.
Mm-hmm. And this comes from someone who doesn't go cheap on stuff. Go cheap on your lights. Believe me, it's worth it. You definitely are not, you're not doing yourself any favors by spending more money on it.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. And like, I don't.
As I'm covered in KC lights, but like.
Well, I'm going to preface that too by saying like, you can always step up with that kind of stuff because those cheap lights tend to break easier, right? So the question is just, for me, it was I did all the cheap lights and then I started replacing them little by little
when I can afford
the good ones, the ones that I knew were made in the USA, that kind of jazz.
Yeah, that's where KCs aren't coming from China, right? They're not. Yeah. They're
and local, that's why I know, because and Tyree is the same way. Like they make it all in house. It's all designed in house.
Yeah.
So just know what you're getting, and then don't pay too much money.
Yeah. And KC's out here in Arizona too, so I like supporting the local ones.
Oh yeah, they local are.
They're up north now.
Yeah. All right. Cool. This question is to Alyssa first. Okay. Then, do you have any sentimental attachment to your Tacoma?
A little. She's my.
Have you named it?
No, I'm so bad at names. I'll straight up say my friend named Ezra. I'm not good at naming things. Like she has a name because everyone's bugging me about naming her, so she has a name.
Didn't really pick it.
It took years for me to get to it. Like I whenever I'm driving home and it's like hours to get home. I'm like, oh, this might be a good name for her. And then I get home and I forget. So, but the only name that really stuck, I'm telling you, I'm not good at it. The only name that really like stuck with me, I guess, was Eva from WALL-E. So I like Eva.
Nice.
But I mean, okay. She's my...
You have to say it like WALL-E.
But Eva. Yes. Eva is my child.
Oh, she did it.
Eva.
Surprise. Yeah. Nice. I mean, seriously, that's perfect though. It's white. That would great. Work. That would work. Mm-hmm. You could do graphics. There's a whole thing there for it.
Yeah.
You could do a whole theme.
Do what?
Randy and I are good at themes. We could help you with that.
That's the first step to getting in touch with your vehicles. You got to give it a name. So
yeah, I think Eva sticks.
I can already tell by Ryan shaking his head over that he isn't giving any name to anything.
Like truck.
Are you sentimental about anything? What the hell, Ryan?
No. Oh, yeah. No, I mean, I was sentimental about TJ. Well, the funny thing is buying this one, it was actually named Black Bear. And and growing up, I was called Huggy Bear. And we call Heath, my youngest boy, Little Bear.
Aww.
So it was always a perfect fit. Until I ripped the name off and put Jeep next on the side of it. And was like, ah, sweet. Let's go.
Yeah.
You know, there's those, they make those stickers. You can actually take them off and put new ones on again.
Yep.
No.
That's why it says Jeep just down the side.
So I'm more attached. I was more attached to my old TJ than my new one or my new JK. Like my old TJ was named Lilu and I was attached to that Jeep like nobody's business. And that's the TJ I wish I still had at some level, but I also realized I just couldn't. Yes, sir.
Multipass.
Yes, sir.
I just made Randy watch that the other night.
Oh, we've seen it so many times.
I don't know if we've ever had this discussion. I don't know if we've had this discussion on air or not, but that is one of my favorite movies. And then I sucked Jen into it. So now it's one of her favorite movies.
It's not one
and
of
she
Randy's
doesn't like
favorites.
Sci-fi.
She's seen it a lot, though.
I've seen it more times than I could count. I could literally like quote the entire movie probably. I've seen it enough times.
I know the whole thing. I get belligerent every time I hear the wolf cry from when Zorg shows up because it makes no sense. Like there's a whole, I'm sure Pope and I could do a whole thing where we just go rant on that movie. You know what we should do? We should do like a Mystery Science Theater 3000 thing where we just watch the movie and then we'll record it and we'll put that in as a special episode for like, Patreon or
what
something.
What movie is this?
The Fifth Element.
It's called The Fifth Element.
Okay. No, that's
and it's it's just a,
if you haven't watched TNT or whatever, FX at like 11 o'clock at night and not seen that movie, I don't know what to tell you. Yeah,
pretty much.
If Pope needs a flashlight, if he needs a lighter, if he needs anything, and he'll just scream at me, I say he's not. And I'm so sick and tired of that like comment. Smack him.
It's been Aziz Light for 17 years.
You're fine with that for me. As always, Pope, you're good with me on that. You can do that till the end of time.
Wait,
man.
So it's a,
yeah, we'll have to do that as a whole special episode.
That sounds like a fun special episode. Mm-hmm. We should do that.
It's a sci-fi movie or a horror movie?
Yeah, it was sci-fi. A 97 or 98, a Bruce Willis movie, and him and Mila Jovovich before she was real, real big.
Mm-hmm.
One of Bruce Willis's best movies. Okay.
It really is. It's a really
like a
great
scary
movie.
Yeah. So I didn't. Yeah. I've never seen it. Anything that sounds
it's not.
Scary, I don't watch
it's
it.
Really
it's
not.
Really great.
Yeah. Okay.
It's
if
comedy
you like
and sci-fi.
You probably like it. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'll go find
it's
it.
It's comedy.
Heavy on the comedy.
Yeah, heavy on the comedy. Bruce. It's actually one of Bruce Willis's funnier movies.
Okay.
And probably one of his best
really
movies,
job.
To be honest with you.
I think it's good. I've always thought it's a great movie.
Kind of hard to compete with, but
you can have more than one good one. Like you don't. It doesn't have to be just Die Hard.
Yeah.
So
okay.
I'm gonna get hate for that. See, there's the controversy, Pope.
Yeah.
There's fucking controversy.
I'll add to it. I like Die Hard Christmas movies. So you know, it's
right.
Mm-hmm.
There you go.
That's controversial. Is Die Hard a real Christmas movie? Yes. We could go off for hours about that one.
We could go off on that. We'll save that one for Christmas time.
And I don't care.
You know what?
Says it's a Christmas movie.
So. Pope, what we'll do is if the Fifth Element special episode turns out to be popular enough, then we'll do one around Christmas. Maybe we'll do one around like a holiday theme. Mm-hmm. I think that'd be great.
You should do at the end of at the end of the episode, you can add like a minute or two clip of like either us watching it or whatever. And it's like a special.
Oh, that's a fantastic idea. Yeah, I should do that. Yeah, I should tease that a little bit. That makes a lot more sense. Yeah. All right, cool. See, this is what I need. I need help.
Where's
Way
Ryan?
More help than I'll ever get from anybody. I know, right? Let's see here. As far as stuff that I should mention real quick, I don't have big plans for the Jeep this year. I feel like, and I'm not going to say it, Pope and Randy, I don't want to say it. Like I want to wheel more this year. I'm not going to say the other half of that comment.
Don't jinx yourself.
No. Mm-hmm. I think I'm trying to focus on. Yeah. Just
glass half
like
full.
Everything seems good. Everything seems fine. I'm just going to keep. Gonna keep treating it nice and just try not to beat the hell out of it too hard too fast. Mm-hmm. So
I was gonna say, all honestly, right. With gas prices, like just put your money to trips.
Yep. Oh, I know. It was $50 just gas the other day was $50 for a two door. It's ridiculous. Because I did use a full tank of gas going to and from and on the trail and then home again.
What are you guys paying?
Yeah.
$3.83
Really?
For regular unleaded. $3. Diesel's a penny cheaper than that.
Oh my god, I gassed up for...
Yeah, we're about $3 here.
I think I gassed up for like $4.28 at Costco. Fry's Kroger was, I think, $4.45.
You say $4?
Yeah. We're not California, but geez.
Yeah.
It is, yeah.
What are you paying on
the
East Coast?
The East Coast because he's got a pipeline outside his door and he just taps into it and then puts it into his Jeep.
Yeah. But I mean, I still filled up today at 317. So
okay.
Oh, we're at 282.
No.
Oh wow.
I feel like they punish us in Utah right because of the political leaning. So they're like, just make sure things suck as much as possible.
Yeah. It is. So, it's also the middle of nowhere. Yeah. Like it's
Utah.
It's,
well, we used to have our own refineries and our own oil fields and stuff, but then now we don't.
Yeah. That'll do it. Yeah, that'll do it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like we had some fracking here. I don't know if they're still doing that here or not, but I'm not entirely sure why it's cheap here. It might just be because we're like in that transportation path between the East and West Coast.
I feel like the further south we go right now, it gets a lot cheaper until you cross over from like Cedar City to St. George, and then it starts getting expensive again as you get closer to Las Vegas.
Right. I was gonna say Vegas is high too. Yeah. And it's weird. The Phoenix like area is high, but then once, like whenever I go north and leave Phoenix, it's like immediately cheaper. I don't know why Phoenix is expensive.
And it used to be kind of different. Like it used to be like the rural areas would have super expensive gas. And now they have the cheapest gas for some reason. And I guess they kind of adjusted for the real demand versus like the fake demand they're talking about down there.
Yeah.
Is that influencing anybody's tire choice this year or next year?
I wouldn't run Nitto 42s next year if I have a choice.
But he's going with Mickey 42s. So
real
that's
Mickey 42s.
I was going to say that number's only going up. 48, 52.
It's really not helping your gas mileage in that. Yeah, no.
But
I'm wondering if the new motor will get better gas mileage because it's actually capable of maintaining speed at 70 miles an hour versus like needing to floor it the whole time.
Yeah, but your foot's going to want to hear the sound every, 30 seconds.
Yeah.
Somebody with a Dodge Charger or Challenger or something said something to my wife recently, and they basically said, I bought this vehicle and I got behind the wheel of it, and then it just said it wanted to go fast. And that is what you are going to encounter.
Yes.
I'm pretty sure I drove a Hemi Dodge Charger as a rental when Misfit was in the shop before. And that thing.
Wait, hang on a second. Fast. Randy, how did that go? I don't want to know what Pope's take is on it. I want to know what Randy's take is on
it. It went well. He likes fast, and I'm not the fast girl. I like slow and steady.
The Dodge Charger RT was nice. I didn't get any, but it wasn't for lack of trying.
He was faster than the cameras.
Like every time I put my foot on the floor, that thing was going 85. It was like unbelievable.
That's awesome.
There's so much power in there. This and my Jeep's gonna have more power than that, so I can't wait.
Yeah, but it's still a box. I mean,
it's still shaped like a box.
And it's still shaped like a box. A boat anchor. It's so heavy. Like,
yeah,
that's the other piece too.
It's like a 6,500 pound vehicle at this point, probably.
Oh, I feel like my Jeep needs to go on a diet this
year.
How
much was Rubistina?
I don't remember, but it was a joke.
Rubistina's so over 6,000.
Yeah.
So the guy
is he really?
So the guy I wheel with that has the 392. I mean, we really have to convince him to stay off the throttle on stuff. When we say bump it, we say half bump it, because his half bump is just plenty enough to get him up and over. My 3.8 full bump is probably a quarter of his bump.
Man, I just finally got used to how Misfits bumps are. Like, I could bump it and land my truck right at the top of the hill every single time. I have to relearn that now.
It will be a
just relearn it. Take your time.
Yep.
You can't tell Pope give it the beans. You have to tell him how many beans. Like, one to five.
But you have to understand who you're giving the assignment to.
So there's a bean scale that has to come along with it?
Like, if you say give it all the beans, it's getting all of them.
Yeah, no, it's, with the Gladiator, it's going to be one bean. All the time. One bean. Give it one bean. And if that doesn't work, maybe we go to 1.5.
Yeah.
Like, seriously, you're going to
not going to be starting in third up these hills anymore, is what you're saying.
I mean, I was in
second on the clamshell, and I went way up there.
I mean, there's times that he just, just lays on it just so he can fill the valley with his noise.
See, the problem with that is the kind of wheeling that we do, that equates to broken axles or broken gears or something like that. That's not.
You're going to have to save it for those back roads.
Yeah, I want to save this high speed for the back road, exactly. Let's do another Whitmore Canyon run with Yee Jeeps, the Grand Canyon from St. George. Great time.
There you go.
You got to be careful.
I mean, 45. Yeah. 45.
And I'll save that speed limit is 45 out there, everyone.
I'll save every post. I'll save every post that you have that you get on the ledge and just lay into that thing. So, and then send it back to you and say, hey, I thought you were going to take it easy. No.
At that point, then we're just looking out for you, man. We're just trying to help.
We're
being the little angel and devil on your shoulder. We're going to try to be the angels.
I'm hoping that I have this lead foot problem because my car has no beans and not because of.
Well, and let me be straight here, too, because I know that I talk a big game about being the voice of reason. That's only at a distance, though. Like, if we're in person and I'm around you, 100% I'm not the person you should be looking to level set. I am going to be the bad influence in person when there's zero awareness. All right. All right, cool. I don't have any. I think we've done enough damage here. Let's go around the table. Ryan, you got anything else that you want to add for today?
No, I mean, you guys talk about a list. I actually just, funny thing is, before this, I created a list of, you know, upper oil seal, hydraulic lines.
Before the show or before I brought this up as a, before Nathan brought this up as a subject?
Actually, before the assistant producer brought it up.
There you go.
Because after wheeling, you know, I was like, oh, well, you know, the upper oil seal needs to be fixed. The hydraulic lines need to be fixed. What else did I put on the list? I have a body mount that I think I realized that somebody broke the bolt off in. I Googled how I could fix that, and it's cutting into the floorboard, and I'm not real excited about that. So
it's like, how is it cutting into the floorboard?
So the body
is it rubbing?
So I got the rocker bars that connect to the body mount.
Okay.
So on the front one, there's no bolt through it because the bolts broke off inside the body mount.
Right.
So there's no way to get to it unless I come from the top of the floorboard, cut into the floorboard, and pull it out that way.
Wow.
Are you just trying to get it to stop making noise?
I took a crowbar to it today, so we're going to see.
Just put some expanding foam in there, man.
That might not be a bad idea. Well, it's getting the it's hitting the frame. So where it sits in the body mount, it's actually hitting the frame, and that's what's rattling against it. So I don't know what I'm going to do. I mean,
yeah.
All of a sudden, it just registered to me what you were saying. I was like,
that's not as easy.
So I don't know what to do. Yeah, I may put a piece of foam sell there it. And just replace it.
Just sell it.
Just change it. Just get a different one.
Well,
we've already determined you have no sentimental value with it.
The thing is, I really sat there and was like, well, here's another $1,000 because here's whatever rocker guards that I'm going to replace this with now. The bolt-on ones that go on the side. So there's another $1,000 right there for a damn broken bolt.
That's the kind of thing you're just gonna let it sit there until it becomes a problem, I guess.
Really annoying. So no, I mean, mm-hmm. I created the list, and I probably got about the hydraulic lines, the upper oil seal is probably the two major things. And you know, the funny thing is, I didn't ever notice my tailgate dragging on my bumper until somebody on this podcast said, "Oh, is your tailgate not bending?" Oh. So until JD made that comment last week, now I look at it and I'm like, why is my tailgate not closing very well? Oh, it's starting to scrape on my bumper. Thanks, JD.
We had that with Jim too. We had to literally replace the bumper eventually. And the
well, every time I had to get in the tailgate, I would jump on the bumper and jump up and down a few times and push it down, and then I'd open my tailgate.
Yeah, I'm afraid. I know I'm going to have that problem in the future. It's just a matter of, it's a ticking time bomb.
Yeah. Any brand that you can find of upgraded tire carrier helps with that situation.
Yeah, well, JD spoke into existence last week. So thanks for the other $1,000. There you go.
That's how I'll end up getting rid of this.
Good job, JD. Mm-hmm.
I'm here to help the economy.
Working on this podcast so far has cost you $2,000. So.
Again, we haven't made any money. None of us are making any money. Nathan, this is a reminder that we can call you a producer. There's still no money in it for you.
Nathan, all I use this for is hoping my wife is upstairs listening to this. So whatever I say to JD Pope and Alyssa, I can kind of say to her and open the good door.
Newsflash for you. If your wife is anything like mine, she is not listening to the show.
Probably not. She's probably listening to a
book. I hate to tell you.
She's upstairs in a book and can care less.
Exactly. All right. Alyssa, any final thoughts on today at all? Like we kind of had a subject. We didn't really, we just kind of got caught up.
Yeah. No, not really. I just know when it's time to sell. If I sell, it's going to be hard, but that's it. Yeah, I don't know if I'm going to sell. The new Tacomas look real pretty, but I don't know.
The 4Runner. Was it the 4Runner that I just saw?
Yeah,
that they're coming out with a new one of? That looks really
nice.
Yeah,
they just announced it, I think, on Thursday.
Did the Tacoma and the 4Runner have the same face? The same grill?
Yeah.
So the new Tacoma looks like Hulk Hogan with two mustaches.
Not as bad, but yes.
The first person that does that paint job, come on, do it. There's a theme to be had there for it. That's awesome.
Yeah.
A Hulk Hogan theme, cool. 4Runner.
Oh my gosh.
All right. Well, I would encourage you to pick a name. Pick a name
for my truck. I like Eva. I think Eva's her name. But all right. Eva. Oh yeah, I was gonna say she is my first. Yes. she's my first like brand new car, or that I bought new. I bought my other car by myself too. But this one's like my first like new off the lot car. So leaving her is gonna be hard if I leave her.
Yeah, that'll make it a little bit more difficult than you think it will, and you won't realize it until after you've sold it.
Sell it. I don't know.
I just tell you that I know that from experience is that when you buy a new vehicle and then you're with it until that point where you get rid of it and you're just like, afterwards you're like,
it's
always regret.
And I know like her value is pretty good too. So it would help financially. I don't know. I'm like back and forth about it, but I'm going to let these new Tacomas run for about a year or two, let them work out their little kinks.
Yeah. Also then, keep in mind that like car payments are ridiculous right now.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. Like interest rates for cars and stuff too, is it's a whole nother problem at the moment. So, all right, cool. Pope, Randy, who wants to go first?
What's your final thought?
I don't know. I'm kind of like, I had some really disappointing news on like how long my Jeep's going to take today. So I just want it to be 2 months from now.
It's okay. We'll be there for you. We'll try to hold over the time, and we'll hold your hand in the same way that you hold the rest of our hands.
We used to be off-roaders. Now we're just people who used to drive Jeeps off-road.
We're people that pay garage bills. Yes.
I literally just pay rent at a shop.
They're just keeping the Jeep.
We can go anywhere we want at Impulse Off-Road because we're paying their rent.
You're paying for banging and some people doing that to the Jeep.
Yeah, we walked in the other day and they're like, you know, you can just walk in the back. And I'm like, well, I don't want to bug anybody or whatever. And they're like, well, you pay rent here. And I was like, okay, well, that makes sense.
I think at some point, it just becomes part of your build price.
No, I'm really excited. I think that it's going to be great. I just would really like us to have two Jeeps back, but I'm excited to get him back and then I can be the passenger princess for a minute and that will be kind of fun.
All right. Yeah. Very nice.
So nothing crazy other than that.
Cool. Pope.
I am just excited to finally see light at the end of the tunnel for Misfit. And
yeah,
I can't wait to get back on the trails. I can't wait to get Randy back on the trails in Misfit. We're just going to do the same thing with her Jeep, with my Jeep that we did with hers, where we kind of get ourselves back on our feet with each other's Jeep. She can drive mine. Mine's easier to drive than hers anyway, so it'll be easier. That is the advantage of Gladiators, by the way. They're a lot easier than JKs and JLs on the trail. And then
They're dummy proof.
And then
you're driving a minivan,
We want it. So basically, that's what we want to do is just get back out on the trails. Hopefully we have Jen back in time for Vernal Rock Rally, but if not, we'll figure something out. We're going to make it fun. So
nice.
We haven't killed each other in the same vehicle yet.
Actually, the weird thing is that I actually kind of, we really enjoy hanging out in the same rig together.
Surprisingly,
while we're wheeling and. I've actually had fun doing that, and I've been able to hang out with my friends, and no one ever chews me out that I got to go move my rig. And I have enjoyed a lot of aspects of being the passenger princess, and it's a lot easier to wield when you have someone in there that can hand you shit. And so that's a lot of fun. So it'll be nice to have the role reversed. But I liked when we took Randy wheeling in Misfit one time last year, and it was a lot of fun. I want to do it again.
Yeah.
All right.
We're getting used to it. I think that was the big thing is for the longest time we hadn't been in each other's vehicle. And when he had to ride with me for the very first time, I'm like, quit touching my stuff. That's where that goes.
You need to stay in your pocket. You need to stay where you're supposed to be.
Other lockers for.
Oh God, don't touch my lockers.
I would have smacked you too. Oh, yeah, what the hell's wrong with you? Don't be touching buttons.
I'm like, your lockers aren't on.
Yeah, like stop. I'll be driving up to an obstacle and my hand's about to touch. Are you going to turn your lockers on? It's like I've been doing this for a minute. Like I remember. Like
I'm surprised he's alive today.
Sitting next to me, so. We're better at it, though. We've gotten better and better at being in the same vehicle.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome.
Yeah.
All right.
So that's all we're...
Yeah, I'm just... I think my short-term goals this week are just to keep Rubberside down and not do anything. I honestly don't know if I'm going to be headed back out this weekend. Probably. We'll see how it goes. So I got a ton of cool drone footage. I'm still going through that from over this weekend. So we'll see how all that stuff pans out. I'm just trying hard not to break anything. I would just like to get a few months in here. So
if you can make it through summer, you're going to be all set, right?
That's all I'm trying to do right now, man. And then if I can get that, then bring on the winter wheeling in Sand Hollow. I'm here for it.
Totally.
Cool. All right. Well, on that note, then, if you would like to be an assistant producer like Nathan, you can leave us a voicemail message at 719-408-0132. I will play your message live in the air. And yeah, just please leave us a message. We love to hear from you for a whole host of reasons. But number one thing is we want to touch base with you guys, find out what you want to hear about, what you want to talk about, because we can get up here and talk about ourselves as much as you want to, but it's got to get boring for y'all at some point, right?
There's only so much we can say when we don't wheel, so.
For real, though, like it's a struggle bus sometimes putting these shows together. You can also visit us at thetrailheadnetwork.com. You can find us on YouTube and Instagram. All those links are at thetrailheadnetwork.com. I won't bore you with the details now. And on that note, parting shot. Mm-hmm. Everyone finish their drinks?
Perfect.
Cheers. Pokes, cheers. Are you going straight out the bottle?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Awesome. All right. Well, we'll see you guys next week. All right.
Awesome. See y'all. I can't wait to see what Ezra looks like next week.
He has a...
We need to, you need to get a ruler with her, or need to get a ruler so we can do some, we need some sort right. of a regular measurement.
I'm thinking that too.
You should do a ruler markers.
Like a kid, yeah. Like a child.
Oh my
Maybe
God, that'd be hilarious.
Your tent ladder.
Ooh, do the ladder rungs.
Oh. Good.
Like, cause it could be like on your rig.
Yeah.
Like,
so I've just been.
Yeah.
Like get like one of those markers that you mark your, like your bolts with or something and then just do them as yeah. they go up and it could be Ezra's like growing. Anyway.
Yeah.
Just thoughts.
No, I've only done two videos so far, but I've been having him like picking him up and putting him on my tailgate and like sitting with him on the tailgate. So I've been doing like a video every week of Cute. That. So the truck's involved, but he always That's likes good. To sit along a wall over here. And every time I look at him, I'm like, I should start like marking as he's growing.
There you go. Cause he's probably, it's probably going to
yeah,
be a spot.
It mm-hmm. might be. Totally. But, and he has a vet appointment yeah. tomorrow. So I'll find out his weight tomorrow. Cause 2 weeks ago he was 23 pounds. He's got
to
be like,
if you 30. Have a PetSmart anywhere mm-hmm. near you, if you have a PetSmart and you're ever curious, just walk to the back. They'll let you put the dog on the, uh-huh. on the, okay. the scale. Mm-hmm. You don't have to be there
okay.
for a visit.
Yeah. After tomorrow. So, tomorrow's yeah. vaccines. So
there's your pro tip for JD for this
I
weekend.
Like
that stuff.
Oh, love that.
Awesome. All right. Well, on that note, we should get out of here. All right, guys. We'll see you guys next week. Thanks, Bye. Everybody. See you next Good. Time at the Trailhead.
Night.
Good night. Good night.